Lecture 9, America's Anti-Evolution Crusade.
Hello and welcome back. In the last lecture, we were talking about social Darwinism. And throughout this whole course, we've been talking about evolutionary science. Well, social Darwinism and evolutionary science produced a backlash, a popular backlash, in America in the 1920s. It was known as America's Anti-Evolution Crusade, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. As we've seen, conservative Christians have never liked the Darwinian theory of human evolution. Their long-simmering concern boiled over during the 1920s into a crusade against teaching that theory in public schools. Now, several factors contributed to the timing of America's anti-evolution crusade. These are important to follow because people often ask me, why, so many years after the publication of Origin of Species, why did a crusade boil up in the 1920s of all time? Why didn't it happen earlier? Why didn't it happen in the 1860s? Well, there are several factors that contributed to this, and let me go over them. Let me go over at least five of these that seem to stand out in my mind. Certainly any historical event has quite a bit of causation, and no historian can analyze it all, but five seem to stand out in my mind. The first of these is perhaps the most complex or the most difficult for people today to understand because naturally people are present-minded, and we have a view that things are developing over time. I guess it's our evolutionary worldview that most of us have. But Protestant fundamentalism actually had increased within the mainline religious denominations during the years leading up to 1920s. It wasn't decreasing. Indeed, the term fundamentalism, which is now so common, was originally coined only around 1920 to characterize a group of religious believers within the mainline Protestant denominations. If you go back in time, if you go back into the 1800s, you'll find, sure, American Protestants were divided into their different denominations, Methodists, say, and Baptists, and Presbyterians, and Episcopalians. But for the most part, those denominations pretty well hung together. Oh, there were tensions within those denominations, but basically they were kept within a group. What had happened in the late 1800s, where there was a rise of religious liberalism within the mainline denominations, especially the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian denominations, where notions of higher criticism of the Bible, that is, treating the Bible as a written work by people, new critical textual analysis of the Bible, and a view of the evolutionary development coming out of science applied to religion, and the notion that the Bible, while everyone within these denominations, the theologians, would view the Bible as a special work, it was viewed as a work of a people, the Hebrew people, beginning with the Hebrew people, their view of God. And they had a one view of God early, but as they developed as a civilization, they had an increasingly sophisticated view of God. So you have the early books of the Bible were by the liberals viewed as a fair view of the way the early Hebrew people viewed God, and then they developed, so you had the later Old Testament, the prophetic books, which were more enriched, and then the New Testament, sort of a fuller view of God, a more civilized view, a more enriched view, an evolutionary view of religion. Well, against this, conservatives within the church fought back because they held a very high view of Scripture, that the entire Scripture was the Word of God. Now, certainly the liberals would say this too, but they meant that it was inspired in a special way and it was a people's understanding of God as opposed to, and therefore very, very important, but not the literal Word of God. Conservatives saw this evolutionary view of religion that liberals were positing as the heart of really a modernist heresy that was undercutting a very high view of Scripture, while the conservatives would see all the Bible as equally important.